family needs an Aquarain.
What's the buzz emanating out of Washington, D.C.? Inside the Beltway, we have our Insiders Talk Radio News. And we love Victoria Jones when she comes on because she's a straight talker. She tells us what's really going on there. And I guess there were a lot of fireworks this time around. Victoria, hi, how are you again?
I'm very well, thank you.
I think you're exhausted from all of the fireworks, as I said, is how I was describing it on the Hill. I can hear it. I think we should start with what you told me off the air, with what happened with Elizabeth Warren, and it was kind of like a ping pong match. Somebody went after her. Patrick McHenry went after her, right?
It was so weird. He's the chair of an oversight subpanel, a hearing devoted to oversight of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which Obama's charged her with setting up. So there was an hour of questions and some very testy back and forth with Republicans. So the panel tries to recess so members could do floor votes. And so she gets up to leave, and she's told by McHenry, no, there's more people, including Daryl Issa, to question her. She said, well, she understood she was free to leave after the hour. She has other appointments. He said, that was never the pledge. And so she said, Congressman, when you asked to change the time four times in the last 12 hours, including waking people up at home last night to change the time again. So he interrupts, let me be direct with you. I never made a single phone call about this. I never heard you had to leave at 2:15. Congressman, you might want to have a conversation with your staff. So then he refuses to recess the hearing. So then Representative Elijah Cummings, the Democrat, starts pressuring him to let her go. She kept her side of the bargain. And so then it goes on and on and on. It says, Congressman, you're causing problems. We had an agreement committed to you based on representatives of your staff. You had no agreement. We had an agreement. You're making this up, Miss Warren, he said.
Oh, wow. That's good. I love the read back. That's good. Wow. And she gets that look in her eye when somebody has challenged her where she can't believe that that's what's happening. And it does sound crazy. So I bet you she was just on fire, wasn't she?
And the thing is, she's got this sort of blunt haircut.
Yes.
This honest look. She looks like
yes.
She came straight out of, I don't know, Newton Library or something. And she looks like she couldn't lie.
That's what I think. You said it better than I did. She looks like she couldn't tell a lie. That's absolutely what it is. So let's stick with politics in D.C. for a second for everybody listening to America Tonight. And, of course, all the budget woes and the tug of war. We've been talking about that, it seems like, from the day I jumped on the air, actually, certainly the beginning of this year. Paul Ryan's budget, not all the Republicans apparently happy with it. A major player votes no.
Yes, I mean, we already had Senator Scott Brown throw everybody under the bus by writing an op-ed for Politico on Monday saying he was voting no. Then Susan Collins of Maine says she is voting no. And then today, Senator Olympia Snow of Maine says she's voting no, too.
Well, I'd say that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Yeah, these are some big names. I mean, they are the moderates, so you sort of expect it, but they're definite no votes. So, this is a difficult vote. This is not a vote that these people want to have to give.
Yeah. Let's talk about the president because he's not watching this from the sidelines at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or giving speeches somewhere. He's actually over the pond, across the pond, rather, and in the U.K., as you were telling us the last time that we met in our last show. What happened in England?
Yeah, he's watching this from a six-room suite in Buckingham Palace tonight.
There you go.
It's not bad.
No, he's spending a lot of time with the Queen, it sounds like.
Yeah, he spends two nights in Buckingham Palace. He had a state dinner there tonight with sole and a crayfish sauce and baby lamb from the Windsor Estates and Veuve Clicquot champagne, and Tom Hanks was there, and it's kind of cool. And a horseshoe-shaped table, and, oh, well, you know, that's what you get. You know, if you get the gig, the presidency gig, that's what you get, Tim Pawlenty, you know.
You get the other side of it. Hey, speaking of Tim Pawlenty and 2012 and the Republicans, now is it true that Giuliani is being seriously thinking about this, about 2012?
Apparently he is. I mean, he did say in an interview a little while ago that when he was asked, are you thinking about this? And he very tersely said, well, I'm not thinking about it right now, but I am thinking about it.
Ooh, do you think he'll? You've covered Washington politics for a long time. Do you think he'll do it? Do you think he'll go for it?
I think he's going to. I don't know if he'll ultimately do it because Governor Pataki's thinking about it too. But I think he's got such a huge ego, kind of like Trump, that I think he's very seriously interested in it. Particularly since, you know, now that Mitch Daniels is not going to do it, and I don't know if Chris Christie can be persuaded. Jeb Bush, I think, is a no, and I don't think Rick Perry can be brought in. I think he's looking at it, and all these people are saying, these guys.
Yeah, no kidding, these guys. Wow. All I can say is it's going to be interesting, no doubt. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to talk about the hailstorm that is politics and some breaking news, as apparently John Edwards could have to face the music on his relationship with a woman who was a videographer and, as we now know, Ryle Hunter, who gave birth to a daughter. The issue always all along, though, was did he use PAC money to pay for her while he was fooling around with her, for lack of a better way to describe it. And apparently there is enough evidence to move forward. It's the Justice Department has given it the green light. So we'll roll back on politics coming up a little later this hour. But before we do that, as I join you now on the air, just maybe 25, 30 minutes ago, I wasn't so sure I would be joining you on the air. Tornado warnings all over the place in Dallas, Texas. As you know, the mothership where I am located, massive warnings, some funnel clouds seen in my own neighborhood, sirens droning on for 10 minutes, people diving into closets and looking for places to hide. As far as I know, in a five-mile radius of my home, there have been trees uprooted and that kind of stuff, and maybe some down power lines. Thank goodness not actually in the little cul-de-sac where I am and the rest of my small neighborhood, but I think just the circle outside of it, people are having a few problems. Certainly nothing like what we saw in Joplin, Missouri. Except for people flying in and out, flights were grounded at DFW, one of our major airports in this country. It's one of the top five spots. Certainly, it's a hub for American Airlines, the concern over wind shears and powerful storms rolling through starting at about 6 o'clock in the evening. Now, Texas wasn't the only place. Also, Oklahoma and Kansas, tornadoes that we now know. Information I just got a few moments ago as I was getting some storm info from friends, tracking it and covering it for various television stations, getting stuff from them on my iPhone saying that at least 6 to 7 people are dead in Oklahoma and in Kansas. So that weather punch is still assaulting the middle states in America, while the horror and shock of Joplin, which really does look like bombs were dropped, are happening. We're seeing that those storm systems, those cells, continue, and some maximum winds rolling through Texas, parts of Oklahoma, parts of Kansas. Any info I get, of course, I will give to you here on ATN as we roll live. Coming up next, some more odds and ends, plus man and space flight. Ooh, we're getting close.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay and you don't care about.
Coming up, we've got the Daily Salute. And, you know, it would be very easy to give the Daily Salute to the hundreds of people who are reaching out to fellow Americans still in Alabama and Tuscaloosa, because remember, that's not all cleaned up. There was that disaster a month ago. Now what's happening in Joplin, plus, you know, pick some of the recent disasters, the flooding, man-made or not, people in trouble there. We are a generous, generous nation, no doubt about it. And I'm continued to be bowled over by stories I hear of people making just tremendous sacrifice to help other people. And it's interesting. It's usually, certainly not that there are people with money who donate money, who do things to help charities, but sometimes it's the people who can ill afford to do it that reach out and provide that food, that water, that kind of thing. If you don't have time to physically, or you're not in the proximity of physically being able to go somewhere and do that hot meal kind of thing, it's all about finding some charity where even if you just give them a couple bucks, and if everybody gave $5 here, $10 there, and it was centered on helping the people that have been ravaged by the tornadoes, imagine how quickly they could get back on their feet, because you're talking, you know, massive devastation. As I keep describing, and so many others do, for lack of a better way to describe what it's like, it is all of a sudden as though you are in a ghost town. because it just sticks in a random refrigerator or a computer here, or some clothes strewn about, but pretty much just pure devastation. And that is Joplin, and that's Tuscaloosa and other small towns in Alabama and in Missouri, too. It's not just some of the areas that we've mentioned. There's some other places that have been hit by the tornadoes. And I guess because I just went through that where there was a big caution and some problems with windows being blown out and various things, that I know that it could happen in my backyard. The Texas Rangers, a professional baseball team, they play in a place called Arlington, Texas. I was there the other night. It's a beautiful, big facility, very close to where the Dallas Cowboys play. I mean, you could walk to the two stadiums. And they had to evacuate the Rangers ballpark just a few hours ago because of the high winds and the rain and baseball-like hail. You know, when they say baseball-size hail, you put a baseball next to it, and really, truly, that's why they describe it that way. It is baseball-size hail, and there weren't any reports of any injuries out there, so thank goodness they were able to do that and get people to safety, get them back in the concourses and whatnot. But they were terrified that you might see one of those tornadoes kick up because of the conditions they had in the area. So here's where we are on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We always say it's about the water cooler buzz in our own backyards, and we know that weather is a big part of that. Weather is the common denominator. When you get on an elevator, I say this all the time, what's an elevator conversation with a stranger? Weather, weather, and then some more weather. Whether it's mud, you know, mudslides or fires or high winds or tornadoes, It is part of surviving the human condition. It is a united kind of thing because of people having to go through it in different areas. So remember that when you see these pictures on TV. I mean, this is radio, but we've given you the description, the storms killing the people in Oklahoma and Kansas and Arkansas, in Alabama and whatnot. I want to give us a silver lining here at the top. You know, we talk so often, and we just did, we went to D.C. for that conversation with Victoria Jones about the money, the deficit, which is so ugly, the unemployment numbers, what's being done about that. Whatever the conversation is that I think comes out of the Beltway that affects every single one of us, there's a new movie out, and it's on HBO. And I saw it called Banks or Too Big to Fail. And it was about the whole banking crisis, of course, 2008, while the presidential election run was going on, and ultimately what happened and what we're still suffering from with the mortgages and the subprime lending and the swaps and all of that that we have not dug out of here in 2011. Well, you remember all of the money that we've seen the government lend out, bail out various companies, especially the banks. I still say that the three dreaded letters are AIG. Well, how about Chrysler? I can hardly believe the daily salute to me is Chrysler. But Chrysler, the $7.6 billion, because now we care if we get the money back, the money has been paid off. How about that? So all of those dollars, the high-interest bailout loans, all have been paid back. I have to say there's a little applause in that. Anytime we can actually bring
what,
money
in. What, are you kidding
me? Exactly. We want more money. So we're getting some of it. We're getting some of it back. The payback included $5.9 billion that they owed in loans to us. That's some of our money, $5.9 billion, and $1.7 billion, because don't forget the Canadians. We love our Canadians. So many of them call this show and the money that we owed to the Canadians. So the original loans were repaid in full. That's 6 years ahead of schedule, along with the payments of the interest that was accrued and all of that and any of the additional things that were put into it. So God bless Chrysler for paying us some money. Now, too bad it's not enough to help us with the deficit, but hey, we'll take any money we can get. Now, what's ironic about it, you see the number and you say, wow, they paid back all that money. But it doesn't mean by any stretch of the imagination that there's no debt on the books for Chrysler. The company, in fact, had to take out some loans, this is the American way, last week to help pay off older debt. But they said they would save $300 million in interest payments by refinancing. See, you just have to, it's a shell game. You just have to know where to move the money. That's it. And, you know, part of this, I think, is the fact that the CEO of Chrysler and Fiat, the whole idea was to just repay the loans to the government and move on from there. Because what's interesting is, if you know anything about Fiat, the Italian automaker, and Sergio Marchionne, he has a big, fat, controlling stake in Chrysler. And so they were calling, he was calling it, shyster loans to the government. And because he used the word shyster, of course, that ruffled a few feathers, and he had to vehemently, I love that word, vehemently. That means he was told by somebody, yo, you got to apologize. So he apologized. Bottom line is, who cares? They paid off the loans. And because of that, and the fact that in this case, since it's been so ugly with these bailouts and it's infuriated so many of us, 6,000 people were hired. So some people were able to get jobs because of that government intervention. And you know what? That's a good thing. So by not, they didn't walk away from the people at Chrysler and some of the communities that, boy, they're all about Chrysler. In the end, this one was okay because we got the money back and some people were able to keep their jobs. Here's a big deal. And it's a big deal to me because, let's face it, you know, I like the four pleasant letters when they're strung together. NASA. NASA announced plans, because everybody keeps wondering, what's happening with NASA? And they're pretty tight-lipped. It's hard even to get a leak or two out of NASA. But NASA is going to make a capsule to take humans into deep space. Yeah, this is true. And what they're going to do is they're developing the capsule that will seat, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5. They're saying, I guess, 5 tops. Because the idea is, according to Charles Bolden, who's the NASA administration guy, the face of NASA, he says, we're committed to pushing the human exploration beyond low Earth orbit, and we want to develop a system to take us there. I've talked about this a lot on America Tonight. It was Christy McAuliffe, remember, the teacher, sadly, who lost her life when the Challenger, the shuttle, blew up, and that led to the creation of the Endeavor, but it put on ice taking people into space, and now it looks like they're considering that maybe with this, because NASA's saying astronauts wouldn't be on board until at least 2016, so then you'd have to, you know, run the numbers, and it still would be a little bit down the road before you'd have others involved in this, but that'd be pretty cool. If you've seen the capsule, I was kind of shocked, actually, that they would put a teacher, a plumber, whoever on this capsule, but bravo. Go in Hollywood next.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Make it new. Charlie's Angels, one of those throwback shows, now that's on the fall lineup. Actually, they might be unveiling it in the summer. I'm not sure. But if you ever saw the original, remember it was Kate Jackson and Jacqueline Smith and Farrah Fawcett. How many men out there listening to my voice had that Farrah Fawcett poster? Even younger guys, that was a hand-down poster. That was a poster that hung around for a really long time. You could be in your late 20s and you've got that poster of Farrah Fawcett somewhere. I know, because I've seen it on my cousin's wall, no less. Stephen Shohat joins us each and every week from Hollywood. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Stephen, hi, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm doing great. How are you?
Were you a fan of the original Charlie's Angels?
For a while, and then I kind of got tired of it, and I guess the actresses got tired of it, too. there's a story that Jacqueline Smith, when she heard the show was being canceled, she jumped up and down for joy after 5 years. Now she said, well, I don't know if I did that, but I certainly was happy that it was going off the air. So I think it ran its course after a while, but it certainly, people haven't really tired of it. It still shows in syndication, and obviously there were two movies made, and it's coming out again, and in a totally different form. Well, not totally different, but you know, they, this time they're going to be reform criminals, and before they were frustrated police women, so, or unfulfilled police women. So it's a little bit different this time about around.
Yeah, that was an Aaron Spelling hit and Leonard Goldberg hit. Who came up with that concept, though? Was it Spelling? Do you know the background of how that was developed?
Yeah. I mean, there were other people involved, but basically Spelling and Goldberg did come up with it. You know, they had been watching a lot of or noticing a lot of shows like Beretta and Police Story, and they thought it would be go against the grain and have something less gritty, sort of fantastic, would be the way to go. So they came up with this concept called Alley Cats. Where these girls would dress in leather all the time, kind of like Mrs. Peel on the Avengers, and solve cases. And when they pitched it, they were told basically by studio executives like Barry Diller, this is embarrassing, it's horrible, how could you come up with this idea? So they basically sort of changed it, or it evolved sort of into a fashion show. In fact, one of the things that happened early on was Aaron Spelling told the three ladies that they got to keep all the fashion, all the outfits that they wore on the show, they would get to keep it. And so they went crazy. Farrah Fawcett and Jacqueline Smith were all over town, especially on Rodeo Drive, buying clothes constantly. And, they, you know, changing wardrobe quite a bit. Now, Kate Jackson wasn't the clothes horse that they were, so she was more into the acting and wanted to get things right. In fact, I'll tell you, Kate Jackson studied with police officers to properly hold a gun, and when they were doing that show, there were times when the bad guys, just as a joke, would knock the gun out of the ladies' hands. Well, if it happened with Farrah or Jacqueline Smith, they just laugh it off and they do a retake. But with Kate Jackson, they couldn't get the gun out of her hands. And so sometimes they would just leave the part in where the villain was making that extra effort. He was still thwarted because that was her concern, what was getting the show as accurate as possible. And sometimes what would happen, I mean, after the show was a hit, all three of them, especially Kate Jackson, I should say all four of them, when Cheryl Ladd came in, wanted to make it a better show and get better writers, or at least higher quality scripts. And Aaron Spelling basically didn't want it. He said, it's working, let's not change it. And so that led to some conflicts, and eventually, by the third season, Kate Jackson was asked to leave, which she did.
Isn't it interesting, though, how, and you said this, you can still find it maybe TV Land or wherever, that the original Angels, even with all the people that went in and out of those roles, they still were so heavily identified with that series. Like Farrah Fawcett wasn't on the series very long at all, and yet that was one of the major things that, though she was a model and gorgeous and all that sort of stuff, it was one of the major things that put her on the map, and she was always identified as an angel.
Yeah, Farrah Fawcett, when she came to town, she had from Texas, early on, she had a meeting with Jack Nicholson, and Jack Nicholson asked her to do these things in a movie, or at least would she be willing to do things with sexual connotations on screen, which she found absolutely repulsive, and she said no, no, no. And afterwards, she realized that she might have made a mistake, that Jack was asking if she'd be willing to do them. He wouldn't necessarily push her into doing those things. But anyway, she became a tennis partner with Aaron Spelling. They used to play tennis all the time. And he asked her to be on the show. And she had a really good sense of humor. And that was incorporated into the writing of the show. But the one thing they never did, she never signed a contract to be on that show. And she wanted a piece of the merchandising. And Aaron Spelling wasn't willing to give it to her. Well, then she announced that she was leaving the show after the first year. Her agent was telling her, you can get these fantastic movie roles if you leave the show. And also, there was a story, and it was always denied by Lee Majors, her husband at the time, that he wanted her home at 6 p.m. cooking dinner. Even though being a star of the show, the $6 billion man, he must have understood about her schedule somewhat, and he denied that story. But she decided to leave, and then there was a lawsuit, and of course she pointed out, well, there's no contract, so how can you guys sue? And it went back and forth, and finally she agreed to be on a couple of episodes, after it happened, and she said, I would have been on more if they hadn't sued me, but her movie career never panned out, and there was sort of a consensus in Hollywood not to hire her, because if she did this to Spelling, she could do it to us, even though, like I said, she never signed a contract, so it wasn't the your typical situation.
Boy, no kidding. You know, that's happened before. Remember what happened to Suzanne Somers with the disputes that she had with the Three's Company, and it would have been in that, I guess, in that same time frame,
yeah,
70s.
Same
where
time
you
frame,
go,
same,
yeah,
same vein. I think, both cases, the agents, in fact, I think they had the same agent, they're telling them, your movie career can really take off. Another thing that happened was Kate Jackson was offered the role of Kramer versus Kramer, the Meryl Streep role. And at that time, they wouldn't make allowances for TV actors to go into movies very easily. There was sort of a bigger disconnect from them than there is now. I mean, now, you get Sex and the City being made into a movie or you're going to get probably Entourage being made into a movie. But at that time, for some reason, there was a much bigger stigma attached. And it was very difficult now for people like Sally Struthers or Farrah Fawcett or whoever to work on television shows and get into the movies at the same time. And so that led to a conflict. And after Kate Jackson was not in the movie Kramer versus Kramer, she really took it out on Aaron Spelling and then was unwilling to do any publicity for the show. Also, she wasn't really happy about Cheryl Ladd being there as a replacement, although Cheryl Ladd and Jacqueline Smith always got along splendidly. They're really... wasn't that many stories of any cattiness on the show. I mean, I think Kate Jackson resented the newcomer, but they, for the most part, they pretty were very friendly with each other and got along, and they didn't really exhibit big star egos. I mean, certainly, you have professional disputes and things like that, but one of the things I think too, I mean, they were so classy, like Cheryl Ladd and Jacqueline Smith, for example, such classy ladies. I think when they made the movies, for example, it was more a sort of a down and dirty thing. The other thing was when they made the movies, Drew Barrymore is very anti-gun, and therefore, she wouldn't allow the Angels to use that. And of course, on the TV show, they weren't always the great fighters that they were in the movies, but since they were magically able to pull guns out of their outfits, Cheryl Ladd used to talk about that. She said, I'd wear these little outfits, and somehow I'd have a gun hidden in them. The guns were the great equalizer when they were fighting the bad guys.
Yeah, no kidding. I love that. Wow, always interesting. You think this next one's going to be a hit because it's the reverse criminals, ladies who are criminal, beautiful, of course, same kind of theme. You think it'll work?
I'd have to bet no, because the fan response on the internet is very negative so far. So I'd have to say no. But listen, 90210, the new one, is on, and I didn't think that would be a hit either. So I guess you never know.
Yeah, no kidding. Stephen Shohat, pick up his book, Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it.
All right, thanks, buddy. So much always happening out of Hollywood. In fact, coming up next on ATN, we are going to do sports shorts. But what's interesting, segging into the entertainment and the Hollywood side of this deal, there's this little show called Dancing with the Stars. It's been around 12 seasons, and 25 million, something like that, watch this show. Anyway, Hines Ward won. So once again, here you go with another athlete winning Dancing with the Stars, and I think it's like 13 weeks that they have to go through this, and it's kind of grueling, all the practices, and as you can imagine. So here's this famous Pittsburgh Steeler and former Super Bowl MVP, And apparently he had a real gift for dancing, so he beat out two pretty serious contenders, and he was crowned the champ of Dancing with the Stars. He gets that cheesy trophy. I think they call it the Maribel Trophy. Sports shorts coming up.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Spike sets and two-man crews, part of the modern-day beach volleyball game that's become the most popular Summer Olympic sport. When did it start? That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The first pro beach volleyball tournament was the Olympia World Championship of Beach Volleyball. It was on Labor Day weekend back in 1976, where at Will Rogers State Park Beach in Pacific Palisades, California. The winners split $2,500. The prize money's now jumped up, and certainly the popularity of the sport, thanks in part to two ladies named Misty May Trainer and Carrie Walsh, who became household names after winning back-to-back gold medals in 2004, 2008 Summer Olympic Games. They knocked off team after team by scoring points, grounding the ball in the opponent's court, or when the opposing team committed a fault. Not surprisingly, beach volleyball is considered an important part of the local culture in Southern California. Some of the beach areas even have year-round poles set up, hoping that others will take it up for a living. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. it was board shorts. You just heard there, of course, beach volleyball. Really, and the two names I mentioned in the piece, who were Misty May and, of course, Carrie Walsh, Misty May trainer and Carrie Walsh, did kind of become household names. Now, Matt Johnson would probably dispute the reasons why. Was it the athletic prowess of these women? Or, let's face it, they were in decent shape and they're in bikinis.
Yeah,
diving,
baby.
Diving for balls and all that. You know, it's a little bit of both, because in Southern California, trust me, women in bikinis, that's an everyday experience at all these beach spots, Hermosa Beach and Manhattan Beach and whatnot. But it really has become a very, very big sport. And certainly in the Olympics, they got huge crowds, and other countries also got into the whole beach volleyball thing. Even your Switzerlands and your cold weather places had teams representing. Remember, China was pretty decent. And I think it's even ever growing. It's funny because it's a sport where they, and it is a sport, it's a sport where they have suffered through some very lean times. And the prize money for the pro volleyball players wasn't very high in the beginning. I mean, they were lucky if, you know, basically the expenses were covered, and if they were traveling to some other places, they stayed with families and whatnot. But that is turning around, and some of it is because of the whole beach thing. You know, that's the culture. It's the beach culture, for goodness sake. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things. Making news, making that water cooler buzz in your backyard, in my backyard, and in Jack's backyard. That's a shout out to Jack from down under. So one thing that they certainly know in Australia, and you know in other parts of the world, and we do have people listening to us in other parts of the world, they've got their own problems to deal with when, you know, in Australia they had those horrible floods and they were worried about snakes and things that crawled out of nature because of what had happened with the floods. In the case of, this is the one thing, with the floods, that's still a problem. It's, remember we had Trey who called us from Kentucky who said that his friend told him that black bears were coming out and deer and alligators and all that kind of stuff. But it's interesting when we talk about the tornado, sadly, that's not the case. It's not so much the case. Apparently, because I wondered this, what about animals? What about, you know, dogs and whatnot? But they haven't said there's a lot of problems with rounding up dogs. They haven't had that problem. The biggest problem, naturally, is finding shelter and food and getting these people to try to piece their lives back together, because it's that thing that happens to you. It's being blindsided. That's what it is. And all of us at some point in our lives have been through some sort of blindsidedness. But to that level where your house is just blown away, your neighborhood's destroyed, some of your neighbors are gone, people are just missing, and that death toll keeps on climbing in Missouri. And sure enough, with the violent thunderstorms and the high winds that came through again on Tuesday evening in Oklahoma and Kansas and Missouri, it just is scaring people to the core, wondering what they're supposed to do when they hear about what's happened to other people. What steps can they take? What kind of, you know, precautions? In fact, I have friends who move from other parts of the country to live in Texas and don't know very much about tornadoes, and they were texting me all night long to let them know if I heard sirens, since we live kind of in the same vicinity, and then asked, what should we do? Should we get in a closet? Should we get in the tub? What are we supposed to do? And I'll throw this out there for everybody listening, because I've gotten enough emails on it too. The thing you need to do, if you can do this, the best thing, I had a fireman say this to me a long time ago, the best thing that you can do, forget the closets. I mean, a closet's better than nothing, and you can
hunker down in the middle of a closet if it's deep in the interior of the house. But really, when they say the thing about the bathtub, that's the place to be, and pull the mattress on top of you. If it's a small mattress, whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. But if you can pull that over top of you, that's probably the best thing to do. Matt, would you know what to do if you, because you're in Minneapolis, our mothership's in Minneapolis, and in Minneapolis they just had some devastation there, and there was even somebody that was killed. Would you know what to do if a tornado started roaring down your neighborhood?
Of course I would. I've lived in Tornadoville, I guess, my whole life, and so, you know, southwest corner of the room, basement, away from the windows, all that jazz. I remember the first tornado warning I think I ever went through was I was about 3 or 4 years old, and I had a babysitter. It was me and my sister and a babysitter that was over, and our parents were calling the house and freaking out because they were out at a restaurant or something. And I remember our parents telling, you know, the babysitter to get us down in the basement of our house and into the bathroom. So that's my earliest tornado memory.
Oh, so yeah, so your family knows, and they did something about it. They made sure that you and your sister were covered off by calling the babysitter. Some people don't have basements, so that's what you would do. As he's saying, if you have a basement, of course, go to the basement. But if not, I never heard that about the southwest corner, but that's good. Somebody asked me about the windows. Somebody said to me something about closing the windows. Well, who cares? Don't worry. Don't run around your house closing windows if they're open. It doesn't matter. You just want to be away from the windows is the main thing. You don't want to be near the window, so don't worry about that. Get yourself someplace low. Get yourself someplace where hopefully you can survive it if it should smash your house, because you have to think of the force of the winds. That's the deal. That house is not standing. I don't care what's going on with your house and reinforcements and whatever. It's not going to withstand, most likely, anything super powerful like the tornadoes that touched down in Joplin, when they were saying the crazy winds were up to 185 miles an hour. Well, what house is withstanding that? So the person in a house that could have gotten in the tub, even then, who knows? But with the mattress, even if the mattress blows off, I bet you have a much better chance of surviving it. Of course, who knows what falls on you? That's the other part of it. That's why they're finding people still alive, and they're finding people who aren't, because of what happens when the house crumbles. So when the tornado strikes and it actually hits the house where you couldn't have gotten out of the house, and you just have to figure out a way to weather it, so to speak, that I think is your best chance, unless, as Matt said, you have a basement. Do you have any thoughts on tornadoes or helping the people or anything like that? Or you have photographs. I know there are a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Missouri. We feel your pain, and in Kansas, certainly, and also in Texas, and a lot of the places that have been hit by these recent tragedies. Send us photos of what's happening in your area or your thoughts, americatonight.net.